mustard seed grown. The maturity of this insignificant seed, that we say, well, that's just so small, that can't produce anything. But yet Jesus said it did. And that's a part of his teaching, was that many times things that we think has no value in the eyes of God has tremendous value. And oftentimes people, I'm talking about as we look at ourselves, we think, well, I'm not able to do anything great because I'm so small and so insignificant in the general thought of humanity. But yet in the eyes of God, God sees great potential and the possibility of tremendous things coming forth out of your heart and out of your ministry. But it requires us to follow the teachings of Jesus and to live as Jesus lived. And the thing that Jesus demonstrated to us very, very clearly was his compassion. You remember in the last days of his life, he looked down over the city of Jerusalem. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you under myself as a mother hen does her chicks, because he had such compassion for the people as he saw them. As he hung on the cross there, the very people who were shouting, give us Barabbas, give us Barabbas. Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. The heart of compassion that drove him. So it's compassion coupled with the commission. And what is the commission? And I like to read it from the Gospel of Luke, where it says that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, the name of Jesus, among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And I think it's significant that we see that part. In other words, he said it starts where you live. It starts at your house, the neighbor next door, the neighbor across the street, people that you know. But the question is, what do you know about their faith? What do you know about where they are as far as eternal life is concerned? You see, compassion would compel us to go across the street, just have a conversation. You don't have to be obnoxious. You don't have to go off there and get people upset. Just begin a conversation. And it may be more than one conversation, but you begin to build a relationship and you begin to form a dialogue. But the most important thing is we don't approach people with some high and mighty demeanor that says, oh, look at me, I'm this great spiritual person and I'm here to help you. No. We approach people with compassion. I mean, loving, caring, actually concerned about their life and the spiritual aspects of their life as well as the physical aspects of their life. You're just there to show love and demonstrate love and live out the love of Jesus with a compassionate heart. In other words, you're planting seed, and just like the mustard seed, it will grow, and it will become that which will be a blessing. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.